You are listening to Bending the Arc's special bonus episode. This is a short piece because our conversation with Tammy Allen and others on the Hill Country Mobile Crisis Outreach Team was so rich, we ran over a few minutes. We wanted to make sure that you heard these final thoughts and had a chance to engage with their perspectives a little more. So enjoy this bonus track, and we'll have more of these for you in the future.
As we close, is there anything that you would like to put out there, ways that the community or organizations, individuals can support your efforts?
So I have two issues that I'm kind of stewing on, and it's thinking about it not at the level of direct service, but more on, you know, how do we address this at a bigger level? And one of them is that people don't know necessarily that law enforcement, that if someone calls 911 because someone is saying they're going to attempt suicide, that there's no emergency response in those situations anymore. Mm-hmm. That is a policy change that occurred related to situations where people were calling or calling 911, or people were getting called out and there were suicides being initiated. They call it suicide by cop, where they're not going to pull the trigger on themselves. So they'll create a circumstance where officers end up shooting them. And then the discovery afterwards is that they didn't actually have a real gun, or there wasn't an actual weapon, but law enforcement were put in this situation where they had limited or no other option. Mm-hmm. And so that's resulted in a change where you have people in these you know, just really walking this wire, and there's no hero coming in those moments. And we're if there's a firearm involved, we don't go out on those calls because we've got to be careful for our own safety in those situations. But that's a gap that exists and is troubling to me as somebody that lost a family member to suicide, that if I had called for an emergency response, I wouldn't have been doing that frivolously, and I would be hoping that somebody would come rather than just sitting there waiting for that catastrophe to happen. So that's one thing, really to draw attention to that, you know, if you call 911 because you're concerned about somebody is going to attempt suicide and there's nobody else in danger, then, it may fall on silent ears.
Yeah. And we'll put the right numbers to call.
Yeah. In the notes. And then the other one is really about the not knowing in our community how many people are making suicide attempts. Mm-hmm. That we don't have, there's kind of concern about suicide as a infectious condition. Mm-hmm. And that you see suicide rate go up if there's not the right kind of talk about it. Mm-hmm. But instead we have things happening silently around us, and there are, I'm certain that there are more suicides than there are COVID deaths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can also link to some of that information and where people could go. And is it this month or next month is suicide prevention?
Yeah, this next few months, there's a number of waves related to mental health. Mm-hmm. Mental health months.
Mental health months.
Well, just.